Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Fisher. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Macek. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Hiller. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, John Hiller. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Macek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar catches it and throws to first to double up Cash. Two outs. Tommy Macek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Machick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Machick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Josephson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley moves to third. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Northrup moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Northrup scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Machick misplays the ball. That's an error on Machick. Hansen moves to third. Bradford moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive towards second. McAuliffe catches it and steps on second to double up Bradford. Two outs. Walt Williams pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Danny Lazar now pitching. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-1 in the game. Matchick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Matchick reaches second base with a double. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Lazar covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dennis Ribbent now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt juggles the ball. That's an error on Wirt. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-2 in the game. Frien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Alomar. Frien moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Frien moves to third. Matchick moves to second. John Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frien scores. Matchick moves to third. Wirt moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matchick scores. Wirt scores. Hiller moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Cummer now playing left field. Ray Euler now playing shortstop. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Wayne Cummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cummer moves to third. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Frien hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Cummer scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Josephson for a passed ball. Euler moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Josephson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.